Allah says, "Ista'inu bis-sabr." Seek help and assistance through a beautiful patience. You need to know Allah is there. Allah created you in the first place. He will take care of you. Don't worry. He will indeed take care of you. And He will make sure that you live your exact prescribed time on earth. It's not going to change by a fraction of a second, neither this way nor that way. So Allah is telling the believers, seek assistance through patience. And then He says, and prayer. Prayer, pray a lot. Call out to Allah. Your 5 daily prayers, do them enthusiastically. Be excited about praying. Don't just get it over and done with, but be excited. Wash yourself thoroughly, properly, for the sake of Allah. Be clean, be smart. Keep yourselves clean. When the Almighty tells you to wash yourself in ablution, you need to know there is a reason He is saying wash your hands 5 times a day. There is a reason He is saying keep yourself clean and smart. If you were to go to the bathroom, make sure that you've cleansed yourself. All this is in order to bring about a comfort in times of crisis. Whenever the Prophet ﷺ was faced with a crisis of some nature, the first thing he did, he rushed to prayer. Who are we? We are the followers of Muhammad, peace be upon him. We should also be rushing to prayer. Whenever there is a crisis, for him, it was not a real crisis. He knew he was the messenger of Allah. For us, we face crises, but when we rush to prayer, we will be comforted by Allah. Put your head on the ground and call out to your Maker. The closest you could ever be to your Maker is when you are in prostration. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ لِرَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. The closest that a slave could be to his Maker is when his head is on the ground for his Maker, crying to his Maker, "Oh my Maker, help me. I need your help." Allah will respond. Allah says, you will be comforted. Seek help through patience and prayer. For indeed Allah is with those who bear patience.